Hey guys, welcome to Sounds Lore Formed, episode 117. I'm Christy, your host, and I want to get into rehearsing the role of the person that you want to become, because I'm currently in the process of doing that. I know that sounds abstract and a little bit odd, but I believe that, you know, I'm beginning to shift my beliefs. I grew up and I was raised Catholic, and it didn't resonate with that. I mean, it was really, really traditional, and it was really strict and hardcore. And that's just not my personality. My personality is way more like fluid and open, and I like listening and understanding things on a deep level. And the Catholicism was just too rigid for me. I can understand different levels and different aspects of it, but it didn't sit on my heart right. So anyway, now that I'm starting to take a deeper dive into my own beliefs and my own spirituality, I really do believe that there is a higher power. I've actually begun starting to talk about God for the first time in my whole entire life, because I would say before I believed in a higher power, but I didn't really think deeply about what I feel like that meant in my life. And now I'm defining the meaning a little bit more precisely. And what I think it is basically a higher good. There's like an order in the world, and there are principles, and there's just basic physics. There are laws in the world. There are things that happen, like the law of gravity. If, you know, you throw something up, it's going to come down. If you, and I do believe in this, like if you think negative thoughts, I feel like you're drawing those negative thoughts to you. And the more that I learn about energy, and the more that I learn about just science, like scientific things, for instance, like electricity. Did we believe that electricity really worked before we could see it? No, probably not. I mean, I wouldn't. If you told me like we were lighting candles and all of a sudden like somebody was dreaming up the idea of electricity being, you know, wired through a house, would I believe that that was possible? No. I don't think so. But the more we evolve and the more we grow and the more we figure out, the more it makes sense. And the more I research things, the more it's making sense to me and for me. So anyway, I was listening to this podcast yesterday, and they were talking about the idea of the cellular phone. And he was saying, just because you don't understand the workings of the cellular phone and the way things connect vibrationally and energetically, he said, do you not use the phone because you don't understand every single aspect of how it works? No, you do use the phone because it works and it's very convenient. It makes your life that much easier. So what I'm figuring is this idea of rehearsal. And rehearsal to me is literally how I like to break it down, and how it resonates with me now is the idea of acting. And I've never been like a theater person or an actor, but the idea of taking on the identity of the person that you want to be. And I wrote a list maybe a month ago. I wrote a list of all the attributes of somebody that I deeply respected and that I deeply love And I wrote those aspects down, and some of those are authenticity, honesty, creativity, introspection, truth, love, forgiveness, compassion, empathy, like all of these things. I wrote a list down and I really like felt them as I wrote them down because they are things that I admire. Those are the qualities in people that I look for, that I want to, that I'm drawn to, that I want to be around. So that is the person that I want to live my life being as well. And by doing that, by constantly, I don't think like who you are is static. I think that it's ever changing. And so with each thing that I do moving through this life, I need to make the right choices. That's the number one thing. Because things come up constantly where I could make like an easy, lazy choice, or I could do the harder thing and do something that I respect myself more for doing. It's really what it boils down to is how you feel about yourself. And that is what builds confidence. That is what builds trust. And it's what is making me an unshakable force. I said this like probably a year ago when I was going through hard times, and I said, my idea of peace is being unshakable, not letting the outside world dictate how I feel about myself. Now, that's something that I have to practice all the time because I'm human, right? And we look outside of ourselves for things constantly. We look outside of ourselves for reassurance, for approval, for, just that green light to go. Like, I have very much struggled with this good girl syndrome my whole life, where I just want to please and I just want to be right and I want to be good and I don't want to make mistakes and I don't want to cause issues. And all of that conditioning has really hindered me and my growth as a grown-up, as an adult. So trying to ease up a bit, give myself some grace, be more fluid with myself. I really do feel like I've noticed like a whole unfolding of how I treat myself, how I think of myself, and the forgiveness and the grace that I give to myself dictates how I treat other people. It allows me to be easier on people. I think that when people are really harsh and really hard and judgmental, I think that that is just a mirror. It's like a reflection of how they are on themselves in private during conversations or just like the chatter in your own head. That is how you treat people in the world. And if you're running around being judgmental, harsh, really just nasty, I feel like those are the thoughts that run through your head on a loop. And that's why you feel so comfortable going about your life with other people in that way. And that's not how I want to live. I think I lived that. I know I lived that for a long time because I wasn't happy with myself and it showed. But the more I was able to forgive myself, the more I was able to let go of things that weren't serving me. Things like, feeling like I wasn't smart enough, like I wasn't pretty enough, like I wasn't good enough, like I wasn't worthy to have all the things in life. When I was feeling like that, I would get really jealous. I would get really just unhappy, like just really like rotten. I would feel really rotten about situations and other people's gains and things like that. And when I started healing all of these things in me and just realizing like this is one big, plentiful world and we are all here to experience it. It's not about who gets to have blah, blah, blah and deserves this and deserves that. It's just simply about allowing life to flow, putting action to it, being intentional behind it, but also not like boxing it in and judging things and judging yourself and judging other people. It's like we spend so much time doing that and it's a terrible waste of energy. It's much easier to just move and accept and just roll off of things like the way that like water takes shape of its vessel, whether it's a pipe, whether it's literally a vase, whether it's whatever it is that you pour water into, it's going to take shape. And I feel like that is the perfect analogy of how we have to move through our lives. We have to like be willing to be more fluid with ourselves, for sure, with other people. We have to be open to receiving new things in different ways that we would have never anticipated. And that's a level of flexibility that I'm learning as well, because I like things the way I like things, but I'm understanding that not all things need to be the way I like them in order for them to work out. So anyway, I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and go to www.stylereform.fashion, and you can get 20% off by typing in code POD, POD. Have a great week, guys.